Joining me today, Dr. Toko Potelwa, Executive Member Protection at the Council for Medical Schemes. Toko, what is the role of gap cover when it comes to breast cancer treatment?
Gap cover is an insurance product, and therefore it is not regulated by the Council of Medical Schemes, but it assists with costs related to treatment as it can cover the shortfalls that are not covered by schemes. I'll just add to this because, as I have mentioned, that is not regulated by the Council of Medical Schemes. I will talk about patients or members that need to understand what their schemes cover. Even if you have gap cover, you need to know whether your treating doctor charges scheme rate or private rate. This can be negotiated with your treating doctor upfront. And you will also be informed when you book whether there's an upfront payment. And when there is that, that probably means that your scheme doesn't cover all the fees. You must verify with your scheme what is covered in terms of consultations, pathology, tests, radiology scans, and medicines, so that you are aware what the gap cover. There's normally an amount that the gap cover will cover. So if you don't do these negotiations upfront, even with the gap cover, you might be left with an extra co-payment that you will have to pay. Over and above that, when that diagnosis is made of breast cancer, people should not be anxious, because a 1 or 2 week difference in planning appropriately and ensuring that you'll have the proper support when you get out of hospital is important. It is important that you talk to people about the condition. Maybe they might educate you. You look at alternatives you have in terms of the treating doctors that are there for you. Any concerns that a patient might have with gap cover would not be addressed by the Council of Medical Schemes, because, as I have mentioned, this is managed through the Financial Services Council or the National Financial Ombud Scheme or the FIES Ombudsman. So the role of gap cover is to assist the member to pay for the difference that the scheme will not pay in full. So you use your gap cover to pay for that.
Toko, lastly, we would like to assist our listeners in planning better so that you don't have too much out of pocket. What other costs should patients with medical aid be planning for then so they can be better prepared?
Okay, the process of the diagnosis, surgery, treatment is about, let's say, the first time you normally are booked off for 6 weeks. When there's reconstruction, you are booked off for 2 to 4 weeks, and reconstruction is normally 2 stages. So you might have another, let's say, 6 weeks plus 4 weeks plus 4 weeks. And normally, most organizations give you 30 days tax-year cycle. So the loss or reduction of income is one of those most important things. So the planning that I spoke about is very important when you have this diagnosis, that you need to negotiate at work and check if there are options that you can be given. Luckily, nowadays, we work from home. Also, the frequent travel to the hospital will increase one's fuel costs. The cost related to a diet, once a person is on cancer treatment, sometimes they lose weight, they lose appetite, they might have to eat something different or be given a specialized meal. And sometimes the scheme do not cover that type of diet. It will have to be out of pocket. The cost related to your care at home, as much as one will have friends and family, sometimes there's extra services that are needed, such as caregiver support at home. In an environment where there's a multidisciplinary team, you normally, at the beginning, have your clinical psychologist, social worker, and maybe a lymph drainage specialist. That's a complication that normally happens after. So you will see those people when you have maybe that first consultation where they just explain. But due to the complication and the complex way that people deal with psychological factors after the operation, you do need the support of a clinical psychologist after the operation. And then there might just be costs related to clothing, some equipment that you might need at home, such as your bathing stool or your toilet commode, or some slight modifications at home. I think those are the costs that one will have to consider. But generally, people with cancer, as I have mentioned, tend to be very secretive about it. So So it is important to rally the support around oneself and get advice early on, because secrecy may rob you of the necessary support and advice. Early diagnosis is important to have a longer lifespan. Nowadays, a cancer diagnosis is no longer a death sentence.
Dr. Toko Potelwa joins us today, Executive Member Protection at the Council for Medical Schemes. Toko, thank you so much for sharing your insight and for unpacking these very important benefits and exclusions, and for explaining a bit more about what a treatment process is like when it comes to breast cancer. All the best for Breast Cancer Month, and also thank you again for your time today.
Thank you to the listeners. Thank you, Yolanda. It was a pleasure sharing the information.